You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Yesterday, we spoke to Te Tārangi Residents and Ratepayers Association Chair, Dr. Mels Barton, about her group's opposition to the proposed development of the Oratia Water Treatment Plant. Barton also told BFM that those who suggested the two communities were pitted against each other were completely misrepresenting the situation. She said she welcomed the development to Te Tārangi, but only so long as the publicly owned exhibition drive was kept from being sold. There's some confusion on that final point, though, as Watercare deny any such plans exist. BFM reporter Max Smith spoke to Watercare operations manager Priyan Pereira about these issues and began by asking him how the process of choosing a location for development would work.
Watercare doesn't have a preferred option, so what we do is we have a short list of options. So, and that's been our position and it has been since the start of the consultation. So we don't have a preferred option. The consultation process will take us there. And there's no time frame at this stage, so we've been talking for 3 to 6 months for making a decision, but at this stage there's no preferred option.
Okay, so when are we going to get a sense of where Watercare is heading and which site would be the preferred option?
Well, we've still got quite a bit more work to do in the consultation space, so as we've communicated to several parties, we've got experts in social impact having a look at and communicating with potential affected parties. So we still do have some time to work through on that. Like I said, we've indicated we're looking at about a 3-month process. But that is really open to the number of people we talk to, and then the return conversations, and then other bits and pieces that we'll have to go through as well. So we aren't fixed to a time frame. But the goal is to lodge before the end of this year.
We've heard that the Te Tārangi Residents and Ratepayers Association want the development outside of Oratia and possibly in Te Tārangi, but only as long as the exhibition drive is not sold off. How do you respond to that? I mean, would you be willing to work with them to come to some kind of an agreement?
Yeah, I guess the story for us has really come out of nowhere. I mean, we've been working really constructively for several years now with Auckland Council on who best is to manage Exhibition Drive. While Watercare own it, we have no intent of changing its current purpose or the amenity value. So we recognise that it's a really important walking space in Auckland, and we've never had an intent to change that. Like I say, where this other story has come from, we're not sure. But what I can say is we've been working with council and what we're looking at is options with council as to how that's best managed in the future. So it may mean that council potentially take ownership of that that asset, that facility, and Watercare would retain easements and access to its infrastructure on those sites or on that site. But outside of that, we don't have any plan to change that. So, like I say, we're disappointed that that's the message that's come across, which isn't in fact the case at all.
Are you disappointed then in the reaction from communities responding to the proposed development of the Watercare plant?
We're not disappointed. I guess we're seeking the feedback, so that's where we're at now. So we understand that people are upset, and we understand that there are concerns, and what we're trying to do now is understand those concerns and then provide people with information about water treatment processes and plant going forward. So we are not, it's for us, it's part of the process. We're obliged to follow a process, and we believe we're following a process where we are consulting with our communities and making sure that we're open about it.
I mean, so there's a consultation process happening, but it seems like Oratia, at the very least, is absolutely against this, and you know, we'll protest this to its very end. Is this still being seriously considered, though, for that community?
When you say this, the water treatment plant is located in Oratia, it is one of the four options. So, like I say, we're here to take feedback now on those options. We're engaging with the community, received a lot of feedback, we're responding to the community. And that will, and working with our independent experts, we will come to a recommendation that our board will ultimately make the decision on which option is carried forward, and then beyond that it becomes a statutory process. So from our point of view, we understand the concern, we're listening, and all of those messages will be taken on board before we make before a decision is put through to the Watercare board and then beyond.
What do you say to those people who want an answer before then, to people who are distressed and want to know want answers on whether they're going to lose their homes or not? Do you not think it's perhaps unreasonable to expect these people to wait until a formal, you know, due process decision is actually made?
But we absolutely have to go through that process. I mean, the process is there for people to be able to engage. Otherwise, you know, decisions would just be made without the consultation. So, you know, we've been very, very, I think, positive in our way that we've approached this. And I understand the concern, but we have to follow this process so that people are informed and that we get the feedback and that we make the right decision.
That was The Wire. That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.